Yes, sir. This your boy, J-Mail Price, CEO of ATLPaperChasers.com, baby. Become a member of the website to get free radio rotation and win free money on ATLPaperChasers.com. And be sure to check out my podcast, ATL Paper Chaser Podcast, on all listening platforms. You feel me? Yeah.
About love, and I asked her, I said, what does she think was, you know, one of the biggest revelations that she had had about love? She said that you cannot make a person happy. And I thought that was a real deep idea. You can make a person smile, you can make a person feel good, you can make a person laugh, but whether or not a person is happy is deeply and totally and utterly out of your control. I remember the day I retired. I literally said to Jada, that's it. I retire. I retire from trying to make you happy. I need you to go make yourself happy and just prove to me that it's even possible. And after we cracked the hell up, we started talking about, we came into this false romantic concept that somehow when we got married that we would become one. And what we realized is that we were two completely separate people on two completely separate individual journeys. And that we were choosing to walk our separate journeys together. But her happiness was her responsibility, and my happiness was my responsibility. And we decided that we were going to find our individual, internal, private, separate joy. And then we were going to present ourselves to the relationship and to each other already happy, not coming to each other begging with our empty cups out, demanding that she fill my cups, the cup, and demanding that she meet my needs. It's unfair, and it's kind of unrealistic, and can be destructive to place the responsibility for your happiness on anybody other than yourself.
Okay.
What is the business? You know what I'm talking about? For real, ATL Paper Chaser Podcast, ATLPaperChasers.com, baby. Free live TV and free fucking radio. You know what I'm talking about? You know what it is and you know what it ain't. J-Mail Price is in the building. But without further ado, we on the phone with L fucking Dorado on the country ass niggas. What is the business, my God? How you been?
I'm all right. How are you today?
Man, cool. We finna go in. I don't know. First of all, I want to say this before we ask any questions, because I'm going to let this be known. Erykah Badu pussy and Jada Pinkett pussy is two different fucking playing fields, so let's get that out the way. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Motherfucking Erykah Badu got, she fucked her main niggas and make them change their whole wardrobe up, and they still don't know what God they want to worship to this day. Jada Pinkett, she just end up with another Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And what is your question, baby? What? How do you feel about this whole situation?
First of all, social media is in a frenzy.
Okay.
Black Twitter got a lot to say. Personally, I think it's kind of funny. The guys are uproared right now. I think you feel a certain way. They're saying Jada's wrong. Jada's foul. I believe she's living in her truth. So let's talk about it.
Okay, hold up. First, yeah, and I wanted to get to that post from earlier. No, I don't think Jada's wrong. Jada's being Jada. Will, you know what I'm saying, taking Jada as is on some real shit. Where did you get out of that little clip interview that you heard?
I think that, okay, one, they have to address it for the public. I personally made a post yesterday that said, I'm wondering when she's going to put the table up, because I know it don't take that long. This was about a week or two ago when August made his comment on Angela Yee. So she said she was bringing herself to the table, and we wanted to hear what she had to say. So that happened today. I was a little underwhelmed. I think they didn't bring a lot out, but I guess they have to address it as a couple, as a united front, and that's what we saw today on the Red Table Talk.
Hold up. You don't think who brought a lot out?
They were really cryptic in what they were saying. They really didn't acknowledge August too much. He got about 2.2 seconds of the conversation, and then they got to talking more so about their dynamic. We learned a lot about what happened as far as their relationship is concerned. I didn't know that they were broken up, and if I'm not mistaken, he said that he broke up with her with really no intentions of getting back together. That was news to me. Did you know that?
Wow, no. You just really on some real shit. All of this really just coming out, you know what I'm saying? And I'm totally not against whatever works for them, it works for them. You hear me? But yeah, from the most part, how do you feel about that fucking meme now that they putting up with Will with tears? You could tell his fucking eyes red as a fucking fire extinguisher. You hear me? And that's the picture that they caught, and now they circulating that around motherfucking social media. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, social media is going to be petty anyways. And they compared it to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air episode where, you know, his dad didn't want him. And that was funny. Personally, watching the table talk, I did notice maybe some sort of emotion that he may be holding back. It seemed rehearsed, you know. And that's what I mean. They only talked about maybe what they had agreed upon beforehand, which is to address the August situation, give a little background of what their relationship was like at the time, and then show that it's all love, come back, and then present this persona that we know Will and Jada to be, which is kind of a model couple.
So let me ask you this. What you saying, it seemed rehearsed. Which part seemed rehearsed? Him holding back his feelings, or they whole conversation in general?
The whole conversation, because when it first started, you know, she was very somber, and, you know, she was wanting to say that, you know, we're only addressing this because the public turned it into something that it was not, because they had never made any statements. So saying that to say that essentially August brought it up and they did have to address it, you know, to clear the facts from the fiction. Now, I respect that. They are a business couple. They are in the industry. And, you know, they do have an image to uphold. Yeah. So I understand that part. I expected that part. We wanted to hear it, and so they gave us what we wanted. It was underwhelming for me because, you know, we wanted the tea. We wanted to hear them address what August had said, which was essentially Will gave permission for the quote-unquote affair, right?
Yeah.
So that's the point that we were waiting for, to get the confirmation if indeed Will knew and gave the okay, which would make him a sucker in most people's eyes, right?
Yes,
they didn't really acknowledge that part.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't really acknowledge that part. And that's why I say it was rehearsed, because they knew what we wanted. They gave us a little bit of it. Because if you watch any previous Red Table Talks, they go there. They go deep. They're asking questions. It's back and forth. It seems scripted. This is what we're talking about. This is what we're not going to go into. And so on and so forth. So she came in somber. I want to address, and, you know, because, you know, the media and the public want to know. We never made any statements. We were forced because someone put words in my mouth. Had you thinking that Will is a suck-ass nigga. basically, and that he agreed to it.
Oh, do your thing. No, I'm just, you know, and I'm catching emotion from that part, but go ahead, continue. I'm sorry.
Right, so, you know, she started off addressing that. They talked about the history of why they're coming out now to talk about it. Also saying that she had not talked to August in about 4 years, so this was coming out of, you know, left field. Will also mentioned that he thought that it was weird.
You know, why now?
Yeah, he said, why now bring it up? It's weird. And then that's when they put the timeline that it was, you know, 4 years ago. She hadn't talked to him in 4 years. And I'm going to be honest, I thought this was something that may have been more recent than that.
Right.
Especially for Buddy to be talking about it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so I don't really know August Alsina's motivation, you know, but I also know that in the last few years, August Alsina has had a lot go on in his life, you know, as far as like family members passing away. I know he doesn't have a very strong relationship with his mother. He puts that in the music. He also, you know, I think he had some, you know, really serious health issues that, you know, he was dealing with. And so she did mention that in the talk, that when they became acquainted, and when I say they, I mean Jada and Will, because he also confirmed this in the talk, that when they came to know him, he was very sick.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I've seen pictures of Jada and Will and August Alsina and the kids together. So he was familiar with the family.
Right.
So I guess that's where the key part is. And we're like, okay, how close was he to the family?
Right.
Because that depends on if this going to be right or if this going to be wrong. Especially with the statement saying that Will gave the go ahead. So if you close to the fam, and then he like, okay, bro, it's your turn. Then, you know, that's kind of weird, but tell me more, you know?
Well, hey, I'm picturing all this shit that you're saying, you feel me? And I'm actually seeing that how it's probably fucking going down.
Right. Like, and we gotta understand this is Hollywood, so they're only gonna tell us what they want us to know. We already know some weird stuff be going on anyway. So let us know, because remember, we hold this particular family on a pedestal.
On the highest pedestal of fucking black entertainment in Hollywood, you hear me?
Absolutely.
They close,
you know,
to the Jay-Z and the fucking Obamas.
Absolutely, right. So they are the pinnacle of what a black family should be outside of a Barack and Michelle, right?
Right.
Maybe even on the same level, because we knew them prior to a Barack and Michelle.
Exactly.
Right, right. So it also gives like a human part. So I think that's what a lot of people were interested in, because it's not just the T aspect, but it's we all have issues in our relationships. Let us see it. We saw Clifton and Claire on the Cosby Show. They had their issues. We learned through them.
But they handled it like fucking adults, though. Come on, this ain't. Come
well,
on,
of course.
This,
of course.
When
but
Theo fucked up in school, that ain't. That's. A whole come on now.
Yeah, well, it also was fictional, of course.
Well,
you know.
Yeah,
but you know, I think it has a lot to do with how the black family is highlighted, and that's why we will hold a Will and a Jada up on a pedestal and kind of forget that these are two human beings.
Yeah.
Right, who come from seemingly similar backgrounds but different.
Yeah.
Right, and Will also mentioned in the table talk that they were two broken people when they came together.
Right.
Right. So I like that. You know, it humanizes them. It doesn't give them that like idyllic idol persona, and I think that was what it was important for them to come to the table and say, hey, we are normal folk, right?
Yeah.
Because if it was me, and I was getting a little on the side or whatever was going on in my relationship,
right,
who would anybody be to ask my motivation or say I'm right or wrong? Because with me, you might get slapped, you know, but
right.
I guess she wants to slap us at the table. You feel me?
I'm feeling you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This shit is crazy to me, but you, and I don't mean, you know, go ahead, continue, and I'm going to ask my question. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah.
Because this shit is wild.
I feel like we don't know what goes on behind their closed doors.
Understood.
I didn't know that they were going, they had broken up. He broke up with her. They separated. He never had intentions of getting back with her. I didn't know this. Did you know that?
I didn't know that neither, but.
Right.
I can tell when a motherfucker don't love a motherfucker in the beginning. You feel me? On some real shit. And this is from a way, I'm talking about, I will never fucking forget this. Do you feel me? This happened on an interview with Oprah. I was staying in Chicago. We was watching fucking UPN. You hear me? On some real shit. The interview was basically when they really just was happy about their relationship or whatnot, coming out, being seen on the forefront and shit, you know what I mean? And motherfucker asked Jada, you know, how she felt about Will. At first, I hated him, and I just felt like, oh, he needs to grow up. That's when Will was at his fucking peak, when he first got on with motherfucking Bad Boys, you feel me?
Yeah.
And forgive my tone and my fucking excitement about this shit, because I ain't gonna lie. This fucking with me, you know what I'm saying?
But okay,
she made this known from the beginning. I hated him. I thought he was always childish. Okay, why when he get on fucking Bad Boys and your fucking career falling off from goddamn Minister Society, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And all that shit about to go down the drain. You was really just a fucking extra in Minister Society. You feel me?
Right.
That's some real shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
until she got
extra
to set it off.
She had a supporting role.
Them niggas wanted to see some motherfucking niggas get... Niggas was wanting to see Old Dog, man. Then nobody want to see no motherfucking Jada, man.
Man,
niggas
that
was tired of Jada
girl,
around
okay?
by that time.
Don't forget that was Carnell, girl.
Right! Right! Which was a father figure to Kane. Like, come on, man.
Right.
That made me think about the motherfucking movie Inkwell, how she used to treat Lorenz Tate up in there. You know what I'm saying? Had him running around town, motherfucking jumping through hoops and shit, and at the end of the day, he wanted to surprise her, and she goddamn got a nigga, a big 6'5 nigga, with his motherfucking white BVDs and motherfucking Family Dollar drawers on. You hear me? And she about to get busy, and she looking at Lorenz Tate the whole time and ain't said nothing, just let him run off the motherfucking porch.
I remember.
Who the fuck about the fuck with they screen door open, man?
I remember.
Right.
And, you know, that's interesting that you say that, because the person is not too far from the role.
Right.
So, you know, she was Parnell's girl in Minister Society. And, you know, she played, I forget her character's name on the Inkwell.
Lauren Kelly.
Lauren Kelly, correct. And then don't forget she was Jason's Lyric. She was there.
Right.
So I wonder how far or how close is the person from the role.
Fucking on the first date, butt naked in fucking flowers. In a cotton field, you feel me? Come on now.
I feel you.
You got niggas running around town for you. No, I don't blame her.
But don't forget. I wanna highlight this.
Do that.
Will Smith has always had a reputation of being corny, right or wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. And we also know that Jada had a close relationship to one of my favorite rappers, Tupac.
Of course.
Okay. I have also come to the understanding that Will Smith has a bit of insecurities when it comes to that relationship that Tupac and Jada had.
Let me ask you that. Okay, let me stop and please hold that thought. If me and you were, or you and your dude were together, and he bring around a female that he really close to, and he say some shit like, oh, okay, no, L, y'all the same type of people. You know what I'm saying? Y'all the same type of people. I really wish you just stop being stuck up and get to like her and get to know her. How would you feel?
Oh, man, that's the over for the under, because a lot of guys will say that and had a relationship with the girl, know the girl, be in love with them, you know what I'm saying? So they be trying to sell you the dream that, oh, that's just my close home girl. Y'all should link because y'all so much alike, y'all got a lot in common, you know, y'all can hang out. And it's like, well, I don't need any help finding my own friends, my brother, you know what I'm saying? But, okay, you know, if you want me to meet the bitch, man. Let me go ahead and meet her. You feel me? But other than that, you gotta be careful in situations like that because dudes will definitely have you in the same room with a mob that they done smashed before. You understand? And nobody wanna look stupid, right? So maybe that's where Will's coming from, because August had a familiarity with the fan band. I'ma say this on that right there too, you understand? Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't have
growing up, from my personal experience, I only had nothing but female friends. You feel me? Only had number of female friends. You feel me? And, of course, shit, if somebody from 20 years ago that I have no interest in fucking with nowadays, I'm a straight up nigga. I'ma let it be known. Whoever I'm fucking with, I am loyal to death over them. If a motherfucker just say they come in Atlanta, want to kick it or something, say, hey, Jamel, we seen you make barbecue and all that shit, of course, you know what I'm saying? Well, shit, you gonna have to meet my old lady, you know what I'm saying? Because we doing all the cooking, you know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna be no, oh, okay, I'm gonna meet this bitch on Old National, and I'm being straight up, honey. I'm being straight up 100.
I hope that if you invite a friend over, don't tell them to meet you on Old National. Don't do that.
Right, well, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right. But see, that's how I feel comfortable with a motherfucker. Like, that's my comfortable stomping grounds out here in Atlanta, because that's the closest place to my hometown that I could see. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So I feel like, okay, if I meet a motherfucker on Old National, shit, that's, I really want to get away and see this motherfucker. But anyway, it ain't going to be none of that. You know what I'm saying?
And I understand, but you have to also understand anybody that you introduce to your girl, whether male or female, anybody from your past, they're going to say, hey, how you doing? You know, good to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
Right.
And then it's going to be, let me pay attention to how they interact, and I'm going to compare what you told me about them in comparison to what I can visually see the interaction is. And it's going to have to equal up. Boom. Thumbs up on both sides. We good to go. I have some sort of level of trust.
Right.
Right? Any woman that you introduce already in the back of her mind, she could say, you could have introduced her as your, I don't know, your babysitter or, you know, the ugly girl across the street. Already she going to come from a point of, they fucked.
Right.
And then it's on you to dial that down until she say, oh, no, couldn't be, you know.
Right.
Right. So, I don't know if males have that same intuition, but this is where we start from. So, I don't know if Will knew that when Jada introduced August to the fam, if he had even any inclination or if he was paying attention to his wife enough to know that this might be a threat.
Right, because Will, our age, Will, about 40 some, okay, and yeah, he was looking good
20 years ago, but you age now. When you got a fine young tender walk up in the door, you better watch out. Okay,
you crazy as hell, man.
I'm telling you the real deal. Okay,
real visually, talk, though.
Yeah, visually speaking, you gotta ask yourself, and this ain't insecurity, but you have to ask yourself, what's the likelihood? Because we are human beings, and human beings get weak. And if you have any crack in your foundation, in your structure, you're going to be susceptible.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying? And but on some real shit, I am not shooting Jada down. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, Jada was being Jada, and Will accepted Jada 25 years ago. You feel me?
Yes.
On some real shit. So Jada was really, you know what I'm saying? Even though it happened how it happened, You know what I'm saying? She brought the nigga to the forefront and treated him fucking like family. Yes, some shit would be betrayal because you are acquainted with somebody, but for the most part, what if they was just sneaking around fucking for the last 4 years, you know what I'm saying? And it just coming out.
Okay, well, you know, and that's the part that we'll never know because we'll only know what they tell us.
Right.
So from what they told us, she brought her around, he was sick, he became a part of the fam or something of that nature because they didn't even refer to him as August. They called him Aug, right?
Right.
They done gave the man a nickname.
Family.
Oh, you family, right? So, you know, Will said he couldn't get over it. He didn't think he would get over it. He was beyond hurt.
Yeah. Right?
He was beyond hurt. But then he also said something about get back, right?
Yeah.
I had to get you back. So I don't know if it was I had to get back at you or I had to get you back, which is ego, right?
Either way. And I'm not trying to cut you off. Either way, it's some loser shit. But continue. But
on
continue.
On his part.
Right.
Right.
Like me, if I want my woman back after a young nigga done dusted and fucking dust that pussy off and you know what I'm saying?
Man, I love it.
You know what I'm saying? That's like a hump. You 50, man.
It's
she done had your dick all these fucking years, and she still look good, even though she ain't a spring chicken. She still look good, and shit, this young nigga still vibrant.
Yeah, but you know, guys, like, of that age, I'm not quite sure how old August Alsina is. I may be mid-20s, late-20s, early-30s, not quite sure.
He's a young man. His fucking his gear is... He ready to swing.
She laid out the sheet. Okay, she tucked him in. All right, come on. Put him over the shoulder. You gonna be all right.
Know how to be a mother figure to a nigga that don't get along with his mother, right?
Mama, right. A lot of guys have mommy issues, and I'm not saying she preyed on that young man.
And he there when Will ain't there.
She did say they had become very close friends. Now, how Will allowed that to happen, I don't know, right? You know, because anybody come around my nigga, you know, and he's talking about nursing them to health, I'm right there with her, man.
Right.
How you doing? Hey, right, so apparently that was the crack in the relationship because Will must have been too busy doing whatever he was doing, and we don't know what that is, right?
No, he was busy fucking making these motherfucking what's that, post-apocalyptic fucking apocalyptic movies where he got them filming with a dog for fucking 4 years, you know what I'm saying? Bad Boys 4, all this shit took time and money, you know what I'm saying? To hold this fucking shit together. That's what he was doing.
Regardless, he wasn't paying attention to the house.
And okay. Understood.
Right. He wasn't paying attention to the house. Apparently, he was unhappy. They said they were both in an unhappy place. They split. And this is something that they agreed on the table.
Right.
That they were split up.
Okay.
Right. They both, he said, we were split up. She said, you broke up with me. They said, with no hopes of getting back together. This is what they said. So, the peanut gallery, and I'm confused, is that where was she wrong at if they had agreed that a split with very little chance of reconciling was cheating or fouled, or, you know, they call her a hoe. No. They done pasted her face on a future meme, you know. And that's not fair.
Can I say this, though, from Jamel's point of view?
Let's go.
Okay. I'm going to make this very clear on my point of view. I'm not shooting Jada down, you know what I'm saying, for being Jada on some real shit. Jada is who she is, you feel me? And Will accepted her for who she was, you know what I'm saying, long time ago. And Will is still the same person that he is. He probably not be on no, oh, yes, Will still thinking on, okay, yeah, Fresh Prince time, you feel me? He came in the game with money, you know what I'm saying? He came in the game making money, so it ain't like he grew up from this shit. He learned to accept this bullshit that Jada puts in his ear. I don't know if you remember, like, last year sometime, I posted a fucking meme where Will had said, I give up on trying to make you happy, and Jada told him, which he came to agreeance with this bullshit, to say, it's not about me making you happy or you not making me happy. That's not my responsibility. Don't put that on me, which is true, but for the most part, if your mate tell you some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Huh?
You have a responsibility.
Yeah.
That's your significant other. No. That's your better half. That's your rib. You know, you made vows. So that's why I'm saying two sides to the coin. Because Will done had scandals, and there have been rumors that Will was, you know, cheating with a co-star, and they kind of allude. See, that's why we gotta break this understanding that celebrities are on this pedestal, right? Because I fall short in date, right? Yeah. So, more money, more problems. Ain't that what Biggie said?
Already, you know what I'm saying?
Already, right? So, I couldn't even imagine the amount of pussy being thrown his way. And you know she got options. That's Jada Pinkett, okay?
Exactly.
That's low down dirty shame, okay? That's peaches.
Look at you, man. Look at you with this shit, man. Speaking of you saying that, she was a fucking supporting actor up in that, too.
Well, goddamn, the best supporting actress you got down.
Thing up in that. I ain't gonna stunt to you. But come on now. Come on now.
I mean, she got a hell of a cosign, you know.
She do.
Being attached to Tupac definitely got her in the game, right?
But guess what, though? And I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, with her still... You remember the fucking interview when All Eyes on Me, which was whack as fuck, it's safe to say that Notorious was way better than that shit. It got to be said. You know what I'm saying? I love Tupac like the next guy, but come on now. Biggie was more entertaining, but call my lawyer, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but on some real shit, with that interview, you feel me? Motherfucking, she broke down crying saying, y'all didn't have to do him like that. But you tell your own husband, your responsibility is to make you happy, and my responsibility is to make me happy. And when we get together, you know what I'm saying? We can bring our happiness together. But you still crying about another nigga that died 20 fucking some years ago?
Yeah, because you know, when you meet your soulmate, they don't dissipate, right? You know, they were tight. They were besties. They came from the East Coast on down to the West Coast. He's, you know, getting his career started, you know, and bringing her along and apparently sharing in the opportunities, you know, so he was gonna take her along. That was a promise, apparently, that they had amongst each other. Now, it's possible that what she was telling her husband is that, and I'm not saying this is right, but what I'm saying is there was a level of love she knew that she's not getting from her husband.
Understood.
It's not his responsibility to mirror what she knew. No, it's not. But if someone is reaching out to you, someone that you love, and they're saying, grab my hand,
right?
It shouldn't be well, I'm gonna hold your hand for 2 seconds and I gotta let it go because I'm responsible for holding your hand all the time.
Who you referring to up in that? I like that analogy. Who you referring to in that?
That's Will and Jada. Jada got her hand out, bruh. Grab it. Right? He looking like, well, hell, I'm gonna grab it, but I'm gonna have to let it go. Cause maybe my hand is not the one you wanna hold. You feel me?
Okay, so who wrong in that instance then? Since you know, who wrong in that instance?
See, you trying to pin me to the cross right here.
Come on, man. We up in there.
Okay, so from a female point of view, I'm going to just tell you that when we say, and I know it's hard to differentiate what's the laugh and the jive.
Right.
But when I have to humble myself and say, I want, you know, it is an expectation, right? So you kind of craft what you kind of craft what it's gonna look like in your head, right? If I say I need you, he's supposed to say, oh baby, yes, I'm here for you always. Anything outside of that is gonna be a blow.
Real talk.
Yeah, anything outside of that is gonna make me revert even further to before I decided that I needed to ask, right? So I don't know who's right or wrong. I don't know the state that she was in. I don't know the state that he was in. I just know when you're vulnerable, it takes a lot. And for someone to say, I'm not responsible for your happiness, which is true, there's another way to say that.
Right.
Yeah, there's another way to say that.
Real talk. No, I'm in total agreement with you on some real shit, because as a man, I have been in plenty of situations where I knew the shit wouldn't work with the women that I did see myself with. But right. I tried to force my fucking size 13 and a size fucking 10 shoe. You feel me?
Right.
On some real shit. And, you know, it's been a bunch of situations to where, okay, in all of those situations where it forced, I had to let go.
Yeah.
And I was happy for those situations. You know what I'm saying? On some real shit. Like,
and she says that. She says that in the talk.
Yeah.
She says that you don't know essentially what you have to go through when you're in search to know yourself better.
Right.
She says she learned so much from a seemingly negative situation. I had to go through that. It takes a strong person to walk through the fire for betterment of self. So if he said, I'm not responsible for your happiness,
he didn't say that. That's where the signals was crossed for me and you. If you look on YouTube, Will say, I give up on trying to make you happy. Hear me out, please. And I know you got some things to do. He said, I had to tell Jada, I give up on trying to make you happy. You know what I'm saying? And Jada told him, in which he came to say the shit on YouTube, to really, it made sense, but it don't make sense when you can't help but to come to the conclusion of, well, I love my mate this much, I can't help but to say, okay, I agree with this. And that's how I've been feeling all along with Will. And I'm finna get back to what I was saying. Will loved this woman so much, he has came to the conclusion of, I love her this much, whatever she says, I'ma just go along with it because I don't want to lose her. And it takes compromise, but the shit that she has been saying that he's been repeating on fucking YouTube, I've been like, poor Will. How did you get yourself in this fucking predicament?
Yeah, I do understand that, but and no buts, but you know, when you're a broken person, sometimes you don't know what you need, and you're gonna try anything to make something stick on the wall to fill the void of whatever it is that's empty on the inside, right? She's blessed because she actually found a mate who actually gave a damn, you know?
Right.
She could throw thousands of things at Will, and he will try to grow a thousand arms to catch them.
Right.
And then you find out that that wasn't enough. And I guess Will got to the realization that I am depleting myself, and I'm going to have to let you figure out what your happiness is, because I'm tired, you know?
Right.
It's apparent that I don't have the everything to make you happy. You gotta go figure out what the happiness looks like for yourself, and then we can come back together and you tell me what you need that you know that's going to work. I do feel some sort of, you know, sorry for Will, because seemingly he seems like a good guy, you know. I'm sure millions of women would want a guy that's devoted to family. He has a fairly wholesome, you know, image. He seems like a loving guy, successful, you know, in his own right. He got the reputation of being fine.
In his own right, the nigga's worth $300 million, you know.
Well, yeah. I don't look at it from a money aspect, because you can have $300 million and be void on the inside, right? So you're gonna deplete me, and therefore it's a debit because I'm giving up.
Right.
You know. To me, it should be equal. But yeah, she's lucky.
Right.
She's lucky because even through the turmoil internally, she has someone that was present, right?
Right.
Someone that she could ask, hey, could you do this for me? Hey, switch around the whole crib. I don't like it. Hey, let's move. Hey, the
and
kids.
He would do
hey.
It.
And he tap dancing to the tune, right? Gregory Steinman over there. What? What you need?
Right.
And so he had to come to a realization in his maturity that I've tried a lot, right? So I'm sure he asked himself, do I even, or am I even equipped with what she needs?
Right.
That could have been the breakdown of the relationship, you know? She specifically said that he asked her to split it up, you know, broke up with her. So, and this is just, this is the longevity of a relationship, and they continue to say that you have to go through this. This is, man, a marriage, right?
Oh man, fuck all that, man. But I'm hearing you. I'm listening to you. Certain
what
shit I ain't gonna go
part?
Through.
Why?
No.
Go in on me.
I'm sorry, baby. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, at the end of the day, do what makes you happy within reason.
Right.
Some people allow their spouses to abuse them with no issue, right? Oh, that's how he showed me he loved me. Some spouses can essentially be not present. As long as the money getting deposited and the bills getting paid,
right.
I'm cool. It depends on what you need and what that person has to fill your basket, right?
Right.
So, shit, it look like what it look like when you in it. You got to be in it to know it. And apparently something has worked for them because they, like you said, 25 years in. Happy about that.
Right.
Proud about that. There's success there, right? So we can't really bash him or call him a simp like that, or, you know, she ain't been a hoe the whole time, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know, they were young. He was married, you know what I'm saying, when they came up. She dealt with some stuff off of his wife, a outside child, trying to make it work, being devoted to him. I feel like they've been checking each other along the way, and that's when they can come and you know, give high fives across the table, and they do have a love. You can see that they do have an understanding.
Right.
It looks semi-happy, you know what I'm saying? There are emotions there, and I respect it for showing a glimpse of when the going gets tough, keep on going.
I could dig that. I could fucking dig that. But at the same time, if the shooter shoot me and say, I'm glad you got up, Jamel, we not finna shake hands on that gun.
How about the shooter? That's when you come into a relationship knowing that person ain't for you.
Yeah.
They don't shit I want them to do. Yeah. They look good. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, he can't read very well, but he sure look good. But, you know, you want a literate nigga. You know what I'm saying? So eventually that's gonna get old.
And honestly, that shit did get old because it has got, they just was getting along with the shit because he agreed to come to the fucking table and be up to par as he was one of the guests, you know what I'm saying? And clear that shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you better know that was PR.
Right.
All, because
right.
Oh, it's not saying nothing. They would not be sitting at the table.
Right.
Spreading their laundry out, you know, trying to tap dance for us and make it look a certain way. But I want to give a thumbs up because it looked good to me. Okay?
I ain't gonna lie. Yes, entertaining-wise, it did. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? Her ratings are fucking through the roof now, more than ever.
Yeah. I think within that first 40 minutes is when I saw it. It was already at 600,000 views in 40 minutes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's record breaking from when she was telling, convincing fucking Aisha that she sounded smart.
I think she's more composed than Will.
Of course she is.
I did see some emotion in him that he tried to kind of squelch. But again, that's her production, right? And she knows what the vision is of the Red Table Talk. He essentially is a guest. Yeah, she brought herself to the table. He asked a few questions, but she's the guest. She controlled the narrative.
Of course she controlled the narrative. Motherfucking her.
But that's their life. If you can't see that for the last 25 years.
I've been seeing
it. You can see who wore the pants and who asked for a belt, you know?
Right.
But
that's what I'm saying. I've been saw it. You know what I'm saying? When they said this, when she said that, I hated him, but I just grew to love him. They was doing promotion for Bad Boys 1 then. You feel me? They was doing promotion for Bad Boys 1, and Fresh Prince was still booming. You heard me? So her career, it was there, but it wasn't there. And I think like not too long after that, Set It Off was about to come and play. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know the last time we done seen Jada in a movie.
Real talk, exactly. Other than this Girls Trip shit.
Okay. So, I think another thing is, like, we have to remember, you know, August is younger, right?
He ain't up there with Will, man. Come on. Yeah.
And Girls Trip, you know, she was trying to get her mojo back, and Lil Buddy was younger. And guess what? She took them all down.
I ain't even think about that shit, but I'm trying not to sway into, like, bashing them and shit, you know what I'm saying?
We can always come back. This is the part one. We can do a part two, and we can actually try to analyze the people a little bit more, but before we hopped on, I sat here and thought, wait a minute, did she try to do all this light? She did Kane and Minister Society because Kane, you know, was a project.
And Jason was a project.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Ken and Avery Wayne was the only nigga that she was chasing in Low Down Dirty Shame. And he was a fucking bum cop. A homeless cop. You know what I'm saying?
That's a classic. Let's stop,
because
that was a classic.
Okay. No, I love fucking Low Down Dirty Shame to the fullest. But come on now. These the type of niggas that she just reel in and just be like, you know what I'm saying? Okay, you know what? Come on. You know what I mean? Like, dude, she will be open to you, but honestly, she's never going to find another man like Tupac. Tupac's fucking mentality, like, on conversation-wise, that'll be a tough act to follow this lifetime, period. You know what I'm saying? From what she used to. You know what I'm saying?
But she did a damn good job.
Real talk.
If it wasn't going to be Tupac, Will Smith is a good consolation. Let's keep it a buck.
No, he is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's an awesome guy. And it kills me that the chick from Salt and Pepper, I forgot which one, say, I regret passing
Peppa,
up on Will Smith.
You talking about Peppa.
Yeah, Peppa. Because he wasn't my type. Okay.
Yeah, she played herself. Yeah.
What was you last in? Peppa who? You know, but
growing up
back
to that. Yeah, she played herself, but you know.
Right.
It is what it is. It's lessons in the learning. You know, in life, you got to realize when you fell short, you have to acknowledge that. And then one thing we don't do is you also have to congratulate yourself for being human and in the victories, right?
Right.
You know, they like to showcase what we did wrong, but coming to the table and addressing it, that's a start to being right. You know, you were there with your spouse. You didn't hide from it. You know, it could have been a little deeper. We might have been looking for more, but you came to the table, right?
Real talk.
You addressed it for, you know, the people who may listen to the J. Cole verse and said, a Will and a Jada love, right?
Right.
Right. So they know the responsibility that they have as public figures, aka entertainers. And nowadays, in the present time, you got to answer to social media. You have to answer to Black Twitter. You got to answer to the land of the petty, aka Facebook, okay?
Right. And right. I normally would disagree with that, but that's who they put themselves in that position, you know what I'm saying? To have to respond to everybody else. Jay-Z and Beyonce, they would have been like, okay, they done made a fucking song about it. They ain't did no interviews about, Jay-Z cheated. They just got them made surprise albums.
Right.
Motherfucking went platinum the first night and moved on.
Well, they address things before they come out in public. And that's the PR too. You know, they have a machine behind them. And that's why when you look at Beyonce and Jay-Z, they are so high up the pedestal, it almost seems idol-like. Right. They, you can't touch them. These are the people that'll walk through when you like, oh my God, you're going to fan out.
Right.
But Will and Jay to have a more, accessibility.
Right. Because shit, no, you're right. You know what I'm saying? Because they have Jay-Z has a different audience on some real, I don't know who the fuck. He has a big audience. But
he
Will
also
is
got a
more
lot of
Hollywood.
Outside kids, but.
Huh?
He also got a lot of outside kids, but,
We ain't going to get into that right now. You know what I'm saying?
You pay a lot of money in PR, baby.
You crazy, man. You crazy. You heard me? But, yeah, man. And I'm going to wrap this up because I really enjoyed you and I wish we could do more. But, yeah, now he has been putting up with this shit that Jada been dishing out, you know what I'm saying? And I really salute him because most niggas wouldn't be able to motherfucking walk 1 week in the shoes that they wear. I'm not here to bash them because Jada was Jada. If I would have met Jada, I would have jumped through hoops to motherfucking try to get her too on some real shit. What nigga haven't been there to be like, I really want her. I'm going to do whatever it takes. But it is up on us dudes to bow out gracefully when we see we can't catch the dragon. You feel me?
I get it.
So
I
can't bash that one.
I ain't mad at Jada because if you seen the picture that I seen the picture,
what's
that?
That
she was looking kind of hefty.
What happened? What you saw that I ain't seen?
Now, if you seen any of the selfies, they look happy, okay?
August and Jada?
Jada. He got the Snapchat.
And they got more than five.
He look happy. That picture in front of the mirror, it looks happy. Okay, maybe real salty. Because
that would break any man's dick, though. That would break.
He probably touched spots Will ain't touched. And one more time.
You dead ass fucking wrong, man. No, he touched some spots on that nigga. He fuck that ain't been touched. You feel me?
Because
he the one around here crying about it. She said when people about it. She just owned up to it.
It could possibly be that Will was too busy trying to appease Jada.
Yeah.
And trying to see her for the person that she was. And when you become an older woman, there is a part of feeling desired.
Right.
So if you have or can catch the eye of, you know, a younger suitor.
Right.
And you're missing something at the crib.
Right.
It is very easy to fall to temptation.
Now, you know what? And I'm with you on that. But that's slipped into some shit like Will had to get back to work. he really was coming at her. Jada know the type of people that she attracts. You feel me? He came to her like a fucking son figure. You know what I'm saying? But he had stepped up like, you know, she looked at him as a man when Will wasn't there. You know what I'm saying?
So, I don't know all that.
Well, that's how I see that, because Jada, she ain't got no other. The only wild nigga that we seen her with was Tupac. You know what I'm saying? That could motherfucking okay mentally shut her down and shut her up and woo her and have her with the googly eyes.
Now, I feel like she was with somebody before Will. Now, it was somebody before Will, wasn't it? Because she was on a different world. She was on quite a few things.
Yeah, she was on a different world, and Tupac was guest starring. She was just focused on the acting, on some real shit. If she was with somebody, they wasn't important on some real shit, man. It was just important, like you said earlier, that she came in the game knowing, just being best friends with Tupac. Tupac was a major figure in the 90s, and with that being known, that she's on the coattail, of course, her name is ringing with it. Oh, Jada know Tupac. She real cool with Tupac, and she was pretty. That was only to her marriage. She was a beautiful motherfucker. She was very beautiful. She's still beautiful.
I mean, she was a good actress, too.
Man, she was a good supporting actress. She was a
good extra. That's a category. That's a category. You win awards for that,
she
right?
She has a major...
You ain't got to be the Viola Davis, okay? You ain't got to be Viola Davis. You could be, Kiki Palmer.
Look, nigga... Universal have niggas that sweep the shit up when the elephant's done putting on the show, right?
No, now you're talking about the help, man. You're talking about the people that come out after the show. Okay, you know, you don't even see
anything. She's the pooper scooper, because what the fuck?
Oh, why can't let you do my girl like
man,
that?
Man, I'm sorry, but other than that, I can't bash what she done did sexually with anybody what I'm saying? But I'm just telling you the strong character of a woman that I recognize, because I have chased plenty of women, and plenty of women have chased me. And I ain't in that mode no more to be like, okay, I'm going to be somebody's puppy dog. She capitalized on fucking having somebody that was close to her. And Will was working. What movie he didn't put out? You feel me? I didn't even know about this other when he was fighting his evil self.
They gonna hate me on this. When this is posted, they gonna hate me. They gonna be in my inbox talking shit. I'm this, I'm that, I support this, I'm not gonna get a boyfriend after this.
I'ma put the clip. And you know, I'ma wait till I get home so I can put the clip in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Where Will Smith is saying what he said, and you can get an analogy from that. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to roll over into the episode. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Because it's going to be some real shit. And again, I want to say this. Jada and Erykah Badu are two fucking different baseball fields. You know what I'm saying?
Right. She did that. I look like Erykah Badu, so don't put me on the Jada Pinkett baseball field, just, you know, associate me with Badu Universe, because...
No, I'm going to put your picture up. I'm talking about in general. Comparing Erykah Badu, Jada Pinkett to Erykah Badu for fucking these niggas up. No, they ain't.
I'm just keeping it really surface level. I'm really not trying to get too far into anybody's relationship.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, from the outside looking in and what they allowed us to see, this is my perspective, right? But I do see two people who love each other.
And I'm with you, and I'm not bashing them. I'm just saying, real talk, you know what I'm saying? And I really fucking enjoyed you, and you're going to love this episode when I send it to you. And much love to you, my girl.
Thank you for the invite. Thank you for the invite, Chi-Town L, El Dorado.
Already. And what you been up to? Tell the people what you been up to and what you got going on, man.
I got some things in the works. Trying to get into the marketing, continuing my social media presence. Of course, I work a corporate job, so continue to do that. And, you know, you'll be seeing me from Chicago to Atlanta. Okay.
Already. You know what I'm talking about? And that is the business. ATL Paper Chasers, we are out of this bitch.
Out.
Already. Thank you, my girl.
You're welcome anytime, all right?
All right, now.
All right, bye now.
If you like what you heard, donate a dollar to JAYMELPRICE. Again, JAYMELPRICE. And visit the website, ATLPaperChasers.com, for free movies and free live TV. And if you want some free radio play, go to the website, baby. ATLPaperChasers.com, baby. ATLPaperChasers.com is in the building, baby. Yeah.